This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Monica Packer, and you're listening to How Do You, a monthly series where I interview real women from our community on how they're making progress in their own hobbies, passions, and pursuits. Have you ever thought about becoming a podcaster? I hope you know that before I became one, I had virtually no business, marketing, and public speaking background. I wasn't into broadcast journalism. I wasn't on TV or the radio, and yet I was able to start my podcast thanks to knowing that I didn't have to be a professional to do so. If you have been thinking about it at all, I want to tell you that our guest today is the perfect listen for you. I'm speaking to Andy Smiley about how she started her own podcast. And her podcast is The Friendly Podcast Guide. She's going to tell us more about that. But she's mostly going to talk about how she even became interested in podcasting and share some tips on how to start it if you want to begin your own podcast too. I really love this conversation, especially because it is personal to me. And I hope if you have been thinking about starting a podcast or you know someone who has been, that this is an excellent resource for you. Andy Smiley, welcome to the How Do You episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
This is going to be a real treat. A podcaster talking to another podcaster about podcasting. But this isn't going to be so much that people are like, didn't sign up for this. No, this is for any of you who have even a semi half thought interest in maybe podcasting or someone you know. But let's start with an introduction. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. My name is Andy Smiley. Like you said, I live in Utah. I have three little kids. I have a 6-year-old, 4-year-old, and 2-year-old. One of my favorite hobbies right now that I've kind of gotten back into is I love to do puzzles. Ooh. And I've decided to match that with podcasts. So I'll listen to a podcast or an audiobook, depending on what I'm doing, and do a puzzle. And it's heaven. And I forgot how much I love puzzles. So there's a random hobby that I love.
I need that.
But I, like you said, I am a podcaster. I have a podcast called The Friendly Podcast Guide, where I help moms find podcasts for themselves and for their kids.
Beautiful. I love that it's for the kids, too. Well, let's actually go back in time a little bit. Give us some setting on what made you interested in podcasting, period, and how that became something you ended up pursuing. Because a lot of us have things we think about, but we just don't really get around to it. So give us the background.
Totally. Okay. So I was introduced to podcasts. The first time I was introduced to podcasts was when I was a radio talk show producer. I was in the world of radio and they said, there's this thing called podcasts. We're going to make all of our talk shows now available on podcasts too. And I was like, cool, sounds good. I will do that. So that was kind of my first introduction. But my entree into loving podcasts was after my first kiddo was born. I was working in a job that was pretty boring and I had a newborn, which newborns are adorable, but they're kind of boring. And so that was when I started to find podcasts that I really enjoyed listening to and I could listen to it and also play with my son. I could listen to it at work doing my slightly boring job. It was really flexible. That's why I kept the boring job.
Sure.
But I realized that as a radio producer, I had the skill set to make a podcast if I wanted to. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make a podcast someday. But I had no idea what I was going to talk about. And I feel like that's kind of unique and maybe a little weird. Most people think of what they want to say first and then decide they're going to do a podcast. I was like, I'm just going to make a podcast. I don't know about what, but I'm going to do it someday. And that's how I was introduced to podcasts and decided I was going to make one someday.
And that was when your oldest was a baby?
Yeah. So at this point, almost 7 years ago.
Okay. And then how long have you actually been a podcaster?
So when my youngest was born, I decided, okay, I have no more excuses. I need a creative outlet that has nothing to do with my children or my husband. I need something that's just for me. And so literally newborn in my arms, I was researching how to start a podcast. And then I actually found Podcast You by you and Rachel and was like, okay, this is it. This is for me. So I did their course and it was lovely. And I launched when my baby, my youngest, was 6 months old.
Oh, that's fabulous. So you've had it now for about a year and a half, 2 years?
2 years. Just actually, yeah, 2 years in February.
Oh, exciting. So, okay.
I know.
You've hit that milestone, which is pretty big because a lot of people don't make it past 6 months. So you're already a veteran in the podcasting world. You're
Isn't
grandma.
That so funny, but yes.
Yeah. You're grandma and I'm your great grandma, basically. I have one more question for you before the big main question. And that's, okay. Do you feel like being a radio producer helped you with podcasting?
It helped me with the editing side. Editing, I think it helped me not be scared of editing.
Oh, really?
But I think, yeah, because I was like, oh, I edit audio all the time as a radio producer. Like that was one of my
main... I didn't know that's what radio producers do. I was like,
oh, yeah.
What is this? So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So as a producer, I would help. Here's like some background on what a radio producer does. I would help find guests. I would interview them and I would edit that audio together for my hosts. Like that was my main...
Well, you did like three out of the four jobs of podcasting then.
Kind of. Yeah. And so because of that... That wasn't scary. Mm-hmm. I would say if you want to start a podcast and you think, oh my gosh, I don't know how to edit, don't let that hold you back though.
Yeah. I mean, that was me. So, yeah.
The main thing with podcasting is you have to just be able to talk and enjoy what you're talking about. And if editing is what is holding you back, don't let it, because there are softwares that can help you edit easily. So that was for me, that made it less scary, but it is definitely not an essential skill to be able to edit well or like know how to do it when you start.
Yeah. I feel like I'm still learning things about editing now over 7.5 years in. And I will say that when we did teach podcasting, which we don't anymore, that podcast course is now retired in its loving home. But when people would come to learn about podcasting, that was often their first concern is how do I edit? And it's not the first thing that they should have been concerned about. And so what we're going to do now is have you answer the main question, but with that kind of caveat here is this isn't a literal how-to. It's not a step-by-step because that's pretty easy to Google and honestly not what you should be thinking about from two grandma podcasters. Don't worry, yes. You'll figure that out. So you're going to instead answer this question with that kind of deeper picture and bigger picture in mind. So here we go. How do you start a podcast?
Yes, like Monica said, there are a lot of like nitty gritty details on starting a podcast, but those things are second to making sure that you have a groundwork set. So this first thing that you need to do when you're starting a podcast is find some way to hold yourself accountable. That can be a course, that can be a masterclass, that can just be another friend who wants to start a podcast too that you text every week to say, hey, I did this thing as part of my podcast and I'm still on track to launch in 3 months or whatever that is. Because once you start your podcast, there's going to be hurdles that you don't expect and ones that you do. And having that thing or person that will hold you accountable will help you do the thing that you want to do. Because if it's in your heart to start a podcast, you want to start that podcast and you want to make that happen. So don't let the hurdles get in the way. And a nice way to do that is to have something that will hold you accountable.
I love that advice. I wish I had it. I wish I'd followed that.
Well, truly, your course was one of the things that held me accountable. So
love
I'm very
that.
Grateful.
That's great.
Yeah. I just need a course or a how-to or something that will help me move through the process. And that's a really good way to hold yourself accountable. Another thing I will say, and this has to do more with launching your podcast, but it's essential to, for consistency's sake, is when you launch, have a month's worth of episodes ready. That day. So some people will say to have several episodes
on launch day, like when you launch.
Yes, like available to listen to, mm-hmm. which I completely agree with. So beyond that, beyond the two or three that you have on your day, I would have a month's worth of episodes ready so that once you've launched, you have a month cushion between what episode you're on and the ones that you're working on. Then you're able to batch. Kendra Adachi from The Lazy Genius, one of my favorite podcasts. She talks about batching things, and I am religious about batching my podcast. So like 1 week, I do all of the editing. The next week, I do all of my solo episode recording. And I just have it lined out in a like a calendar, content calendar that I have on my wall. It's not pretty, but it works. And that has helped me to stay consistent over these past 2 years. And I haven't missed a week, which is crazy, but I'm really proud of myself.
You should
be. And it's
because
I have batched and I had that month cushion when I first started. The third thing I would say is when you're thinking about your content, I would have ideally like a 6 month content plan. And this doesn't have to be anything like super detailed, but just have a calendar that has what you're going to be talking about for the next 6 months. If you have a business and you have your podcast and your podcast is around your business, then I would have your episodes relate to your offers and your launches. If it's just a fun podcast like mine was when I first started, then just have a list so that you're not frantically the night before or, you know, so you're just not frantic when you're putting your podcast together. You know what you're going to be talking about. You have time to find interviews if you want to interview someone about it. And it just honestly makes you a little less frantic and it just makes the process more fun. So have that content plan, have at least 6 months out ready for you to, and obviously make adjustments. Don't feel like it's set in stone, but that is one of the best things to do to help you feel like excited about your show and what you're going to be talking about.
I have always done that, but like, I think the reason why it helps the most is that mental load that you just spoke about, instead of just carrying around on your, like on your mind all day, every day, like thinking about when do I need to do this by this time? And do I have to ask that person or like what kind of episode is coming up? It's just there. So even if you flip things around, which I still do all the time, it just is so nice to have ideas and to have a general idea of where you're headed.
Definitely. And it helps you to do fun and cool things. Let me give a quick example. So last year, I guess this isn't very fun, but it's a good one. Last year, my brother-in-law passed away from ALS.
Oh.
Probably one of the hardest things I've had to go through in a really long time. And our whole family really, really despises ALS. And yeah. May is ALS Awareness Month. And so probably a month after he passed away, I said, okay, next May, I am doing a ALS month. So all of my content for May is going to be about ALS. And because I have that, I've had almost a whole year to find people that I want to talk to and that are eloquent and fun to listen to about ALS so that like I can make this month super impactful. Mm-hmm. And when I have that, like I'm not stressed about it because I can just be excited about all these amazing people and all of this awareness that I'm hoping to raise when it comes to ALS. Mm-hmm. And so things like that can really help you feel more organized, like you said, and just kind of help the whole process be smoother and help you do really cool things.
Love that. And I'm so sorry about that. And is that coming this spring?
Yes. Okay. In May. In the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating. I'm really excited. I feel like not very many people know about ALS. So I'm excited to do this and help more people learn about this really awful disease. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I promise it's not as sad as I'm making it sound. I have really hopeful interviews with a lot of people that are just delightful humans. And hopefully you tune in, learn a little bit about ALS. The next tip I have for you is to create an outline or a template for your episodes so that when you're starting a new episode, it doesn't feel as daunting. Like you're not just staring at a blank page. I didn't do that at the very beginning and I wish I had. It just makes it a little, yeah, less daunting and easier to jump into writing a new episode or creating a plan for what you're going to talk about.
So when you say template, what do you mean?
Good question. It's literally a Google Doc that I just copy and paste. It just says intro, and then I write my intro. And then after that, it says pre-recorded intro, and that's just my pre-recorded. And then after that, it's introduce the guest. So it's nothing like super exciting. It's just a way for me to know to plug and play all of the information I already have. And I can be creative within that instead of having to remember all of the steps.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Something like that helps a lot.
Yes. And it's not, like I said, it's not this super like detailed or super exciting or extravagant thing, but just these little things can help you start your podcast and then keep going, keep being consistent, yeah. even when you don't, when the excitement wears off a little bit, because that's just how it happens with any project.
Yes, it does. Sadly. You're going to hate your podcast at some point. And that doesn't mean
sadly.
You're... Yeah, it's just, that's fine. It's just part of it. You'll love it again. So
yeah, it's part of being a human.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't love everything all the time. And these things can help you weather those times when you don't like your podcast as much, or you're just tired, mm-hmm. or you're busy. These things can help you keep going and keep making it happen for when you do love it again. So the last tip that I have for you is, if you want your podcast to grow, if you want more people to hear about it, one of the best ways is to get on other people's podcasts. One of the biggest hurdles for finding listeners is to get them to start listening to your show, mm-hmm. listening to podcasts almost in general.
Yeah.
A lot of people, while podcast listening is going up dramatically, we still have a long way to go. So instead of focusing on social media alone, where you have to convince them to, first of all, get on their podcast app and then start listening, if you're on someone else's show, they're already listening to a podcast. Yeah. So it's easier. They're already in the app. They can search your name really quick and add a episode that sounds interesting right there. And a lot of times you have to, when you're on social media, Instagram, TikTok, all of those, you have to say, hey, podcasts are great. And then start talking about your content. Well, if you're on a podcast, they already know that podcasts are great. And you just have to tell them how awesome you are already.
Yeah. So that's like something my business coach says. It's like reaching a warm audience. They already yes. know how podcasts work. It's going to be, and they're already on a podcast app. So it's very easy for them to go over and find your show and subscribe. Those were fabulous tips. Like really, really good. And I love that the overall purpose, again, is to make it easier for you to do this longer, because it is a passion. You need to have that passion. It needs to be on a topic that you are very passionate about, so much that you would do it for free, because you will yes. be doing it for free for a while, hopefully yes. not for too long. And I think that's what you help people do. So it's not for too long that they're not making mm-hmm. Money from it. But even when that passion fades, it's a job. So how can we do this in a way where it's working better for you, and you're getting better at it over time too? So what is one thing that you would do differently now if you could go back in time?
Okay, I absolutely love this question, because I hadn't really thought about it. And what I came up with is, when I first started, one of my goals was to reach 100 episodes. I felt like once I got to 100, I would feel super accomplished, and like yeah. I could put that all over my social media and say, hey, I have 100 episodes that you can listen to. And it does help. My show is kind of one of those you pick and choose. You're just learning about different podcasts. So if the podcast doesn't sound interesting, don't listen to it. Like, that's not what I'm here to help you find a podcast you like. And so having 100 episodes meant I had 100 different podcasts that people could like find and love. And so for me, it was like, okay, I got to get to 100. I got to get to 100. So I decided, after doing it for a year, to do 2 episodes a week instead of just one. And I did get to 100 episodes, but I almost burned out. Like, mm-hmm. I was almost all done. Like, it was too much for me. And so I went back down to one episode a week a while ago, and I love my podcast again.
Yeah.
So I would say I was focused too much on getting to my goal fast instead of enjoying the journey. Mm-hmm. And like, numbers are important. Having goals associated with numbers is great, but don't let that be the only way you're measuring your success, because that's how I was doing it. And I was just losing all of the love and just being stressed all the time when I did not need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is so on point. And this is coming from someone who now has 3 episodes a week between this and my premium podcast. But I think if you differentiate things enough, like, it helps too. Like, if you do things that you like, maybe as episodes here and there, you're open to experimenting and finding different ways that you can teach people, but in new ways too, that makes it fun. That's a whole other tangent. I apologize. But I would love to know, back to you, what's been the biggest benefit in going after this?
Yes. Okay. So truly a lot of things came to mind, but these were kind of the top 3. The first one was confidence. Like, mm-hmm. having confidence in myself, I created something and I was able to keep it going. And like, having that creative outlet and having something that I could say, hey, look, I did this thing like we could in elementary school with like artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
That was just really fun for me. And I guess I didn't even think about this, but like I really loved that my kids saw me doing something for me that I was like, that made me happy. And my little 4-year-old will walk around the house with a notebook and say, I'm podcasting, because most of the time she just sees me writing notes and stuff. But yeah, so it's fun to see her mom do something that makes her happy. And she sees that and she wants to do that too. So that's been fun. One of the other benefits is the fabulous connections and friends that I've made from podcasting. As a stay-at-home mom, I feel like I don't get to a lot of adult conversation. And so a lot of times, like on a hard week when I'm just momming for most of the time, that's my main adult conversation is having interviews with my podcast people. And so that has been a benefit that maybe I wasn't expecting, but I absolutely love. And then the last one was it helped me realize that I am an ambitious person and I like having a business and like having this podcast is helping me fulfill that part of me that I don't know if I even realized existed until I started my podcast. And so I just feel more fulfilled in my life overall, which has been an amazing benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I relate very much to all of that. I'm curious, do your kids ask you if you're famous like mine do?
Honestly,
just because you have a podcast.
I don't think they're old enough to understand what famous means, but I guess my guess is I'll get it at some point. I did get to go on TV to talk about kid podcasts once. And that did ratchet up my cool level by like one.
That's awesome. And whenever my kids ask me, I'm like, no.
You're famous in circles, in some circles.
Yeah, for like a population of 5. But that's not the point. That's not the point. So let's tell people about the Friendly Podcast Guide.
Okay. So the Friendly Podcast Guide is a weekly podcast. The episodes are usually 15 to 20 minutes long, and I introduce a podcast to you. And those are for the interview episodes. And then I also have solo episodes where I will give you a list. So in March, I did an episode all about Irish podcasts so that you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, very fun. And honestly, one of my favorite episodes I've done in a while. Like I found a kid podcast that was by Irish podcasters. I found a true crime podcast. There was one about Dairy Girls called Talking Dairy Girls, which is a Netflix show.
Yeah.
And all of these women are from Derry. And so they just talk about the Netflix show.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
So much fun. So just to give you ideas on what podcasts you can listen to, because podcasts help moms be less bored and less lonely.
Yes.
And we just need more podcasts in our lives. Podcasts are just a great medium for moms. And so I want you to know all of the different podcasts that are out there. And I don't think I'll ever run out because there are so many podcasts to talk about.
Yeah, you'll never run out. That's for sure. So we've got the Friendly Podcast Guide for them to listen to. But what if there's someone who is like listening to this and they're thinking, maybe I could do this. Because after all, I'm listening to two people who, you know, did this on their own. Like they figured it out and I probably could too. What kind of resources do you have for them?
Definitely. I have what I'm calling a podcast starter pack. I am calling it that because my son is obsessed with Pokemon right now and he got his first Pokemon starter pack. And that's why I named it a podcast starter pack. It has pretty much all of the tools that you need to start a podcast. So there's a comprehensive checklist in there of all the things you need. There's an episode template. There's a version of that that you can start with and then make it your own. There's 6 different tools in there to help you get started on your podcast journey. And honestly, it's pretty much all of the things I use as a podcast coach to help other people start their shows, all wrapped into one little bundle.
Great. And you are a podcast coach too. So are those people who like know immediately, like the starter pack sounds great, but I want like an expert pack. Like I want an expert behind me to help me, or people who already podcast.
If you want someone to hold your hand the whole time, I would love to hold your hand. I have a couple of different options for you. I have a group coaching program, more for people who have kind of started and then stalled out. We help you get through that process as a group, which is really fun. Those communities are kind of my favorite. And then I also have a podcast boost, which is for someone who's started their podcast but is looking for some help in a certain area of their show to take it to the next level.
Fabulous. Okay, Andy, this has been so awesome. I really want them to check out the Friendly Podcast Guide, and also we'll link to all those resources you just shared in the show notes so they can find them. It was so fun to chat with you about podcasting.
Yes, thank you so much. I will talk about podcasting whenever anyone wants to.
Well, you have to. I mean, you have a podcast for it, so...